You're with Clement Magnatella on 702.
Live, streaming countrywide.
On the Prime Media Plus app.
Yes TV channel 856.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Six minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Clement Magnatella Show. Thank you for being with us here on 702. I hope you're well this morning. I hope you've had a wonderful week. And I hope you're ready for the weekend. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial on the 702 open line. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. There's so much happening in the Republic of South Africa. In a moment, we'll be discussing the Speaker of Parliament, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula's imminent arrest / her handing herself over to the authorities, because we're still really not sure whether that is the case. And I'll tell you why I say we're still not sure in a moment. We're going to talk to her lawyer. I recorded a quick interview with her lawyer this morning. So I'll play that interview in the next couple of minutes. We're also going to talk about her decision to take special leave from Parliament. I was looking at the rules of Parliament this morning. A member of Parliament can unilaterally take special leave. It's only done through a formal motion that should be brought before the House. That's how it happened with Winnie Madikizela Mandela. The House had to vote on a motion of her, on a motion for her to be granted that special leave. That's the precedence we have. So I wonder how the Speaker took special leave this time around. So, we're going to figure that out on the 702 open line. Also, Marcus Uoster took his own life yesterday. We were just talking about him yesterday on the open line after the Financial Sector Conduct Authority fined him 475 million rand for misleading the market about Steinhoff from 2014 up until around 2017. Your reaction to that as well, please, on the 702 open line.
702. Let's walk the talk.
It's also Friday, and we always do Gratitude Friday every single Friday. So if there's something you're grateful for this week, please, why don't you give us a call on 011-883-0702 or send us a WhatsApp voice note and tell us what you are grateful for this week. What has put a smile on your face this week? We start with the 702 open line, though, this hour. Marcus Uoster. Any reaction to him taking his own life yesterday? He's committed suicide. He shot himself yesterday afternoon. He was due to head to Pretoria to hand himself over to the SAPS by today. How do you feel? A part of me feels he got away with it. Because death is not accountability. I mean, 7 years after the collapse of Steinhoff, 7 years after investors lost about 200 billion rand, 7 years after pensioners lost out, he's decided to end his life. We were just talking yesterday about these fines and how sometimes, yes, you hit them in the pockets by fining them over 400 million rand. You are touching their vehicles, their cars, their houses. That doesn't make... That's not a huge impact on them because these people have lots of money. What's going to hurt them is when you take away their freedom, when you take away their privilege. And now they must be in jail, wear orange overalls, eat that soup that everybody eats in jail every single morning. Be confined within that small little space in prison. Now, that is when you know that you've hurt them where it hurts the most. But he's not even going to go through that because he's decided to end his life. So your thoughts on that, you can give us a call or send us a WhatsApp voice note. A story that we are watching very closely this morning is around the Speaker of Parliament, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula. I interviewed her lawyer this morning because I wanted to understand, is she handing herself over or not? And I realized that the lawyers have actually launched an urgent interdict against her arrest. So they don't want her to be arrested because they feel there's no strong case against her. Which is weird, because what, you want them to argue the merits of the case before the speaker even appears in court? But I want you to hear what the lawyer himself says about Nosiviwe Mabisa Nqakula. His name is Stephen May. I had a chat with him this morning. Stephen, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let's just first confirm whether or not the Speaker of Parliament has handed herself over to the police and will be appearing in court at 9 a.m. Are you able to confirm that?
At this stage, what has happened is that we have served an urgent application on the NPA's investigating directorate. Among the relief that we're asking for in that is a temporary or interim interdict on any arrest of my client, as well as disclosure of the state docket so that we can analyze the case against her, because every indication that we've had, and a large part of this unfortunately has come by the media, indicates that there simply is no case for my client to answer. The evidence is of such a nature that it is contrived. And to prejudice my client's right on the basis of such a case, I think would be a great pity. And I just want to clarify, I don't blame the media for publishing what they've published. That's the media's right and duty. But it is a pity that that type of information is being fed to the media at a stage when it's rather sensitive and obviously prejudicial to my client's rights. And it creates the perception of a trial by media.
Okay, just to clarify, Stephen, you are saying you want the law enforcement agencies, what, must they arrange a date that she can appear in court, but also maybe furnish you as the legal team with the relevant information that they're relying on for this particular arrest before she can appear in court? Is that what you need as per this application?
That's it. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
But isn't that information going to come out when she appears either way? Because if she gets arrested or if she hands herself over, the police are going to detail the strength of its case and she will have an opportunity to apply for bail.
Well, yes and no. You see, now, as soon as a person appears in court, and even before that, especially in this case, their rights are already prejudiced. So you say, well, she can come into court, she can appear in the dock, the matter can be postponed out for 2 or 3 months, and during that time she carries the status of an accused person, which has all of the stigma attached to that. And in my client's particular position, of course, she's in the public eye, so it carries the extra weight of public speculation and all of the publicity that surrounds it. Now, if all of this is happening on a purely spurious case, it would be, in my view, a grave injustice.
Have we seen things happen like that, though, Stephen, where when you have someone, when law enforcement officers have a strong case against someone and they go for their arrest? I mean, when have we ever seen an instance where they demonstrate what evidence they have to the lawyers representing that particular person? Normally, the NPA needs to satisfy itself that they've got a strong case against Clement. They go after Clement. And if indeed Clement is able to prove that there was never, ever sufficient evidence and no strong case, then he can also get some legal recourse to go after the NPA for having done that. But I don't remember a case where you've got to demonstrate the kind of evidence you have against someone before you arrest them.
That's not entirely true. Look, you've hit the nail on the head again, because twice you've mentioned the word a strong case. Now, in order to arrest a person ordinarily, a warrant is required. And the relevant person, usually a prosecutor, but sometimes a police person, has to apply to a magistrate in chambers for a warrant and has to satisfy that magistrate that a reasonable suspicion exists. Now, it's true that not normally at that stage, the accused is not a party to it. It's an ex parte application effectively. But in a case such as this, disclosure has already happened via the media. albeit in a very one-sided fashion. And again, I don't blame the media for any of this. It's the media's right and duty to publish as they have been doing. But what has been fed to the media is concerning. As a legally trained person, when you interpret it and analyze it, one gets the very strong impression that, in actual fact, there is nothing here for my client to answer. The evidence is of an appallingly low threshold, more particularly or especially because it emanates from a witness who has offered indemnity from charges against herself in exchange for the evidence that she's given to the state. And that evidence, being subject to certain or several cautionary rules of evidence, I won't go into those now, needs to be corroborated. And it simply hasn't been. In fact, every investigative step that is taken by the authorities appears to make the case against my client weaker. That includes the search and seizure that occurred on Tuesday.
What did the police seize at her house?
Look, I'm not at liberty to say that, but it suffices to say that it did not corroborate the evidence.
Did the police indicate, though, what kind of items they were looking for when they came to search the house?
After the fact, yes. So they carried out the search and then only after that indicated what exactly they were looking for, and they gave us the supporting documentation.
Okay, and you're not able to say what it is that they indicated to you they were looking for?
Look, yeah, I think that kind of detail we don't need to go into now. It suffices at this stage to say that the evidence, what was actually found, did not corroborate the evidence of the Section 204 witness that seems to form the backbone of the state's case.
Mm-hmm. So in this urgent application where you want to interdict her arrest, what do you expect the NPA to provide in this urgent application? What are you expecting to hear from the NPA?
Well, my hope is that we can engage civilly and collegially, arrange a date for my client to appear, and without having been arrested and having suffered that indignity, and in the interim, give us the disclosure that we're asking for.
But as things stand now, Stephen, you are saying that the Speaker of Parliament is not at a police station right now and will not be appearing in court at 9 o'clock, contrary to media reports a few minutes ago.
No, I've heard that there was a report of that nature. But if anything had happened, or if anything of that nature had happened, I would have heard of it by now.
All right. Stephen, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The lawyer that represents Nosivu Mapisa Nqakula says she is not at a police station. And by the way, this interview was recorded at 8:30 in the morning. Just before we went on air, asked the producers to check with him again to check if Nosivu Mapisa Nqakula is at a police station and will be appearing in court. And he still sticks by the answer that he had given me earlier, even though there are media reports that she is at a police station. So we are closely watching the screens in studio to see if she'll be appearing in court. But the lawyer that represents her says, we've launched an urgent interdict and she is not at a police station right now as we speak. If things change, we'll let you know. What do you think of what he's telling us? I've never in my life heard of a scenario where when the NPA or the Hawks want to effect an arrest, they must come and sit with Clement's lawyers and show them what kind of evidence they have. And now they're discussing the merits of the case. I've never heard that. If that happens, maybe you are in the legal fraternity, please help us understand. But what I'm understanding from what the lawyer says is they are trying to understand the strength of the case against Nosivu Mapisa Nqakula. But why are you trying to figure that out? Because it's going to be figured out anyway when she appears in court. The minute she steps in there, the NPA is going to present the case that they have against her. And if she feels that the NPA has done her wrong and there was indignity with how her arrest was effected, if that would have been the case, then she can even sue the NPA. She can sue the Hawks for that. But this is so bizarre for me to hear the lawyer saying, we want the law enforcement agencies to show us the strength of the evidence, and then we can arrange for her to appear in court. That's very strange for me. How do you understand it? It's 23 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Let's bring in the ANC now. Mahlengi Bengu Mutsiri is the ANC national spokesperson. Mahlengi, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Good morning to your listeners as well.
This is a senior member of the ANC. She represents your organization in parliament. She's the speaker of the National Assembly. That's where the ANC deployed, that's a position the ANC deployed her to. As soon as she appears in court, whenever that is going to be, is that when the step aside resolution is going to be in effect?
The step aside guidelines of the ANC are very clear, Clemens, we always urge people to go through them to understand that it is when somebody has been have charges preferred against them that it kicks in. But I will say this much, that our integrity commission is already seized with this matter.
So the integrity commission is seized with the matter. Does it mean she'll be asked to appear before it to answer?
Yes, certainly. Certainly. And I must say that there is often a narrative that suggests that the ANC's renewal project is not gaining full steam. And I do want to assure listeners that the pace at which this integrity commission that is set by Reverend Frank Chikane is moving with all matters that threaten ethical and integrity management by members and leaders of the ANC is something that is being taken very seriously. So I can say with certainty and with sufficient authority that the Integrity Commission is looking at this matter.
Okay.
It is important, though, as part of the guidelines, that there is the judicial institutions fair charges so that the matter gets attended to. The Integrity Commission doesn't act on the basis of rumors.
I got that. But to be clear, the ANC resolution says once you are charged with a serious crime, you've got to step aside. That's what it says, right?
Yes.
So on that basis then, if the Speaker of Parliament appears in Parliament this morning facing charges of fraud and corruption, that in itself is an indicator that the step aside resolution kicks in. She has to step aside.
You mean if the Speaker appears in court? Not in Parliament.
No, in court. She appears in court and she's officially charged. Officially, based on the ANC step aside resolution, she has got to step aside because she's now been charged.
Obviously, the Integrity Commission will convene and take the appropriate recommendation and take it through the channels of the ANC, and a decision will be made. And certainly, you're correct. That is the procedure.
Okay. Lastly, the Speaker of Parliament has taken special leave from Parliament. My understanding is that and I was looking at the rules of Parliament this morning, you don't just take special leave. In fact, it has to be brought in through a motion. Like when Winnie Madikizela-Mandela back in the day wanted to take special leave, it was taken through a motion. I've never heard of a member of Parliament who just unilaterally takes special leave. Did she apply for special leave from her own party, the African National Congress?
No, not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. And of course, Comrade Nosiviwe is a presiding officer in Parliament. So parliamentary standing rules have got to kick in. I would obviously have to check that with the Chief Whip in terms of what procedure was followed. But now we are anticipating what you were, speaking to her lawyer about. Anticipating, all of us are anticipating, because I'm not aware whether she's in court or not in court. I'm just speaking about the organizational procedure.
Okay, got it. Mahlengi, thank you so much for making time for us. And I would appreciate you checking with the Chief Whip, and the producers will liaise with you behind the scenes just to check if she indeed has applied for special leave from her own party. Because if she hasn't done so, then her special leave is illegal. That's what it is. It is illegal. Because when you look at the rules of parliament, and I can read them for you, and maybe I'll do that after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines, but you don't unilaterally take special leave. It's only done through a formal motion that should be brought before the House. Alternatively, a member may be granted about 5 days of special leave with approval from their political party. Based on the communication of this statement by the ANC last night, they didn't say that the Speaker has asked for special leave and therefore we've granted it as a party that deployed her. They just said, we note the special leave that she's taken from Parliament. And if that's the case, if she unilaterally took the decision, if she didn't even ask for her own party for special leave, then this special leave is illegal. And I think I understand then why the DA is planning on tabling a motion of no confidence in the Speaker very soon. It's going up to 9:30. We're going to get the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. When we come back, we're going straight to your calls. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. You can reflect on the conversation we're having already. We've started about Marcus Yoster or Nosivwe Mapisa Ngakula. You can send us your WhatsApp voice notes as well on 072-702-1702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
9:33. It's the 702 open line. Let's go straight to your calls. Malibongwe in Midrand. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement and listeners.
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to comment on Marcus Yoster. I think he jumped the gun literally because we all know how shambolic the justice system is in South Africa. The man was going to take decades. He could have dragged the trial. There was no reason for him to push the panic button. He was never even going to. We've seen the state capture Zuma, Mashadile, Mahashule, all these people, and we've seen how these trials drag for so long. With the kind of money he has, he would have done the same. Here is Nosivwe. She's already started with the Stalingrad. She knows that the thing will never see court. She will be doing this application, that application, delay the thing. Before you know it, it's 20 years on.
Yeah.
She should have done the same.
All right. Malibongo.
It's shambolic.
Malibongo in Midrand, thank you for your contribution.
Hi, Clement. You know, I don't understand why Mapisa Ngakula, why can't she just resign from Parliament and save everyone trouble so that she can go deal with this thing? This ANC people. Now she's going to make cost debates now in Parliament regarding this, what you just said, this special leave thing. As for Marcus Yoster, is he really dead? Like, is he dead? Witness Centurion.
Good morning, Clement and 702 lenders. Pat here from Spadio. With Marcus Yoster, I think, it's sad that he took his own life, but unfortunately, he had to face the music. I don't think it's about the money or the fine. I think the problem was about the case and heavy case pending on him. He couldn't just stand for it, the way I see it. Thank you.
Morning, Clement. Marcus Yoster is a coward. I think that he took the coward's way out because he's ruined families, dreams, and so many hopes. He basically gave the victims and authorities the middle finger. I don't even think that I can say he should rest in peace, but rather good luck to him wherever it is that he is going. I also feel that his entire estate should be surrendered to the state because the source of his wealth originates from the so-called accounting irregularities. But yeah, I really feel that he took the coward's way out. Digezo in Velter Freedom Park.
All right, thank you so much for that. It's 24 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Good morning, Clement. How are you? My gratitude for this week is that my second-born daughter was turning 1 year on Wednesday, so I'm grateful for her gift of life. I wish that God can just keep her for us and protect her under the shadow of his wings. That's what we are grateful for. You know, our little human being was just turning a whole 1 year this week, so I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Oh, bye. It's Namka over here in Benoni. Bye.
Namkebo, thank you. That's incredible. We wish her all the best. All right. Is Nosivi Mabisa Nqakula going to be appearing in court or not this morning?
Good morning, Clement. I would like to applaud Mabisa Nqakula for taking a special leave. As for her case, I'm saying let the justice take its course. Peter Maila Machaba from Letswata.
Good morning, Clement. Good morning, listeners of 702. What the lawyer is saying doesn't make sense because of... Anyway, she's innocent until she's proven guilty. Even if she goes and appeared court after being charged, it doesn't say she's a criminal, you understand? So whatever he's trying to protect her against, the embarrassment from the public, doesn't really make sense, because he's saying that if she gets arrested now, her name will be sort of like tarnished. No, it doesn't work like that. Legally, she's innocent until proven by the courts of South Africa that she's guilty. Ethically, by the public's opinion, yes, we can say whatever we want to say, we have the right to assume and speculate or whatever. But at the end of the day, the matter will be discussed at the courts, whereby the court, if she's guilty, they will give that verdict.
Hi, Clement, Rian here. Let's make no mistake, it's not the ANC jailing their own people. It was the pressure from the opposition parties, especially the DA, that forced the speaker to come out and the ANC to take the actions that they did. I always say that the ANC is not going to jail itself. We'll have to do it for them. Cheers.
Yeah, look, but guys, let's be fair here. When the NPA doesn't go after certain high-profile politicians, some of you come in and say, oh, no, yeah, they're protecting. I mean, just was it yesterday when I was trying to defend the NPA's independence? It was yesterday. I said, I don't think we're at a point where we must argue that the NPA is acting on instructions of the ANC or the ANC government. I certainly don't believe that. Maybe you do. But there are instances where you feel the NPA is not going to go after this and that person because of the ANC. But now the NPA goes against ANC senior leaders. And then you say the ANC must not take credit. Hey, Bo. So the ANC must take the blame when the NPA is not moving on prosecutions. When the NPA is moving on prosecutions against senior leaders of the very same party, then no, the ANC government cannot take credit for having built an independent institution. Come on, let's be fair. I'm happy that we have an NPA that is independent, that doesn't look at who the person is. Are they a politician or are they an ordinary citizen? Are they just a normal criminal somewhere from Sandton? They go after them. They're not busy taking instructions from President Cyril Ramaphosa. So let's be fair. Huh? Sometimes you want to blame the ANC, but when you use the same metrics, no. You don't want to give the ANC credit for it because no, it can't be them. Come on.
Good morning, Clement. It's Norman in Pretoria. I think what you have deliberated in your engagement with the spokesperson of the ANC, Mahlengu Bengu Mosiri, it's quite clear that it's actually disgusting that a person who has been in parliament for nearly 25 years can't even follow the rules. She unilaterally just decides to wake up and suspend herself. I mean, it shows you the caliber of the ANC people. Those are singer brigades. They know nothing. They do nothing in parliament but to defend Ubaba and the rest of the president. Nothing. They know nothing.
Obed, you're calling us from Winchester. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement.
Yeah, I'm told you're an attorney.
Yes, sir.
Mm. How do you understand this urgent application by Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula's lawyers against her arrest?
Okay, Clement, I think the lawyer is doing what he's supposed to do. He's within his right to protect his client. When it comes to urgent application, you can interdict, you know, anything at any time. I think it all depends, goes down to argument at the end of the day, and the judge will decide if there is merit in the argument. That is number one. Number two, I also think that it is also within the NPA and the police right to go and effect arrest. Most of the time, the arrest doesn't really mean that they have case or they don't have case. You understand? So what the lawyer can also do is to allow her appear before the court, allow the state to present their case, and at the end of the state case, he can just apply for Section 174 application, you know, which states that the state has no case. And if the magistrate or the judge, you know, agree with him that the state has no case, then we just dismiss the case immediately. The issue of whether she will be prejudiced or not, unfortunately, that's how it works. People get arrested every day, and the next day they get acquitted, you know. So not because it's not the speaker, and now, you know, we will be jumping about her being prejudiced or not. People get prejudiced every day. Unfortunately, that's how it works. So as a lawyer, it is his job to go to court, let the state present their case. If you feel they have no case, apply for 174, you know, in terms of, you know, Criminal Procedure Act. And then it's up to the district or the judge to decide if indeed so there is a case or not. And the matter will be dismissed. That's the way I see it.
Okay, so
thank you very much.
Are we, so just to clarify there, because I think that's how I see it too. What I'm hearing from the lawyer is that you are prejudicing the speaker by sending her to jail when she and her lawyers don't understand the case against her. The point I was trying to make to the lawyer is that information is going to come out as soon as she steps into the dock in court on her first appearance. The NPA are going to indicate what case they have against her. They're going to charge her officially. And then from then on, they can even, you know, launch an application for the charges to be dropped because they know that there is no strong case against Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula. What I don't understand, though, Obed, is how do you want the NPA and the Hawks to present before you the merits of the case and the evidence they have before the speaker has even appeared in court? When has that ever happened?
You see, unfortunately, how it happens is like the disclosure he's talking about. You get disclosure after the first appearance.
Yes.
When she appears in court, then the next thing is they will postpone the matter for further investigation. And then he will apply for disclosure. Nobody can give you disclosure without you appearing in court. Because your client is not yet charged. Your client has to be charged first, then you can ask for disclosure. So interdict in this matter is 50-50. But I will leave it in the hands of the court.
Yeah, it is so weird. You know, Let's hear. Obed, thank you so much for calling. Obed is an attorney. Thank you. I always love hearing from people that are experts in these fields because, you know, we are not. So it helps us when someone is able to call us based on their experience and say, this is how I understand it. So, and I'm glad Obed understands it the way I explained it earlier. I just do not get it. I'm still waiting now. We're watching the screens. There's no movement yet. But hopefully at some point we'll know if really she's going to be appearing in court where. Or maybe there's a court that's going to hear this urgent application. I just think it's weird. I don't see any prospect of success on this urgent application because I've never seen law enforcement agencies providing evidence to an accused before an accused has appeared in court for the first time. But hey, this is South Africa. It's alive with possibilities. You never know what's possible. It's 15 minutes before 10.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
All right, it's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. There's so much confusion about the Speaker of Parliament. I'm watching, there's a number of screens. Newsroom Africa on the screens is breaking the news that, okay, now they're saying the speaker interdicts arrest. Earlier, they were running a story that the speaker to appear in court. But as you heard from the lawyer representing the speaker, he said the speaker is not going to be appearing in court because she has launched this urgent interdict. And she said the speaker is not even at a police station. So I'm going to try and possibly get the lawyer to come back on the show before we wrap up the 702 open line. Just again to give us an update of where the speaker is at this moment. My understanding is that even our reporters on the ground are telling us that the speaker indicated to the police that she is intending to challenge her arrest. And I'm sure you'll hear more from our reporters who are on the ground at 10 o'clock during Eyewitness News. But based on what this speaker's lawyer told us, she's not going to be appearing in court because she's challenging that arrest. So maybe the next thing to look out for is the application to be heard in court. But also the NPA, the Hawks, they have a right to effect that arrest. So are they going to go ahead and just handcuff her? That's going to be interesting to watch. Let's continue with your calls. 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702.
Well, Clement, the lawyer is just in himself making a spurious claim. Because you can't. There is no way that investigating detectives and the prosecuting authority have to come to you as the person they are coming to charge or arrest. And then they have to sit with you before that and give you the merits of their case, the evidence, the witnesses, and things like that. And it seems like you are asking them to come to you and ask you for your permission for them to arrest you. Doesn't work like that. Mapisa Ngakula and her legal team will be afforded the chance of discovery when she is charged to see the case, the docket and the evidence, so that she has the opportunity to defend herself in a court of law, not in the comfort of her own house, in a court of law.
Morning, Clement. I believe Speaker Mapisa Ngakula is trying to sidestep the step aside policy of the ANC. Because as soon as she appears or she's arrested, it kicks in. So she's in a desperate attempt just to avoid that.
Yeah, some of the tweets coming through here. Nontlantla responds to, remember I had tweeted that the lawyer has indicated to us that they've launched this urgent interdict against the arrest to also avoid indignity on the part of the speaker. Nontlantla says, as for indignity, I wonder if there was dignity when she was accepting stashes of cash. And then Dr. Ngwani says, can we all see the strength of the case before we appear in court, or is it exempt for the elite? Clearly, it is exempt for the elite, because when have you ever seen that, where they come give you the strength of the case before you even appear? Go to court, then be charged officially. After you are charged officially, and you can see whether or not there's a strong case against you, you can start an application for those charges to be dropped and claim that there is just simply no sufficient evidence. You know, there's someone who indicated to me this morning, who is a colleague of the speaker. You know, when there is breaking news like this, you try and call different people to get the context of what's happening politically, what conversations are being had, right? People that are close to the Hawks, the NPA, what's going on, so that I get some picture and some perspective and I can explain that to you. And there's someone who indicated to me that how they've always known Nosivuye Mapisa Ngakula, even within the ANC as a leader, as a minister, was that she can be very stubborn. So when there were breaking news that she has decided to launch an urgent interdict against their arrest, this person says to me, well, that's exactly what we expected, because she can really be stubborn. And they warn that the problem with that, taking that posture, is that, in fact, she is going to end up being arrested publicly and forced into the police station and then appear in court. And that's not going to work for her, when, in fact, she should just humble herself, go to court, hear what the charges are, and then fight to clear her name, if indeed she's innocent. So those are probably the scenes we're going to see if she's not going to end up deciding to hand herself over to the police, which at this stage, from what her lawyer has indicated to us, that's not going to happen. It looks like they're going to try and fight the arrest. This intended arrest. That's what she's communicated to the law enforcement agencies. The question now is, how do they respond to that? Did they give her a chance to go to court and argue for this interdict? Or are they going to exercise the right that they have to go after her, arrest her, and then officially charge her in court?
Hi, good morning, Clement, and 702 listeners. Hi, Clement. As far as I'm concerned, this is just a publicity stunt, eh, bro. This is just a publicity stunt. This about Nosipiwe Nomvula Ngakule. It's just a publicity stunt just before the elections. She won't be in prison. Everything is, they know that she won't go to prison, and they won't find a case against her. Thank you, Clement. Bye-bye.
Morning, Clement. Nothing will happen to her, to Mapisa Ngakule. They're just fooling us. Nothing will happen. How many of them? How many of them who have done this? How many of them? Nothing is happening. Absolutely nothing. Even the president saying nothing about this.